Devonta Smith scored 4 touchdowns all of last season and finished as the number 28 receiver per game. He is also, as of this offseason, the unquestioned number 1 receiver in Philadelphia because AJ Brown is gone. Put those 2 facts together and you have the cleanest value on this board. The Muff 2026 preview. The season was a tale of volume without payoff. A clean 1,000 yards on 77 catches and 113 targets all 17 games as the verified number 1 receiver on an 11-6 division champion, but only 4 touchdowns on a top 3 red zone offense. The scores went to Jalen Hurts on the ground and Saquon Barkley. Smith got the volume and almost none of the end zone. The signature was a 9-catch, 183-yard explosion at Minnesota. The talent and the role were there. The touchdowns simply weren't. The arc is steady alpha production. He's posted 4 straight 1,000-yard-ish seasons. As a featured receiver, this wasn't a decline. It was a touchdown drought layered on top of a run-first offense that funneled scores elsewhere. And here's why it's a call. The 4 touchdowns are the tell. His touchdown share, 12%, is the lowest of any receiver in this batch, historically suppressed. Touchdown production is the least sticky stat year to year. Volume is the most. Smith kept a 113 target alpha role while his scoring bottomed out. Low touchdown receivers don't keep starving, they rebound. You're buying a proven 1,000-yard receiver at the absolute floor of his touchdown variance.
Muffed!
Now the situation, which turns a good call into a great one, per the reports, AJ Brown was traded to New England, vacating 121 targets in Philadelphia. Smith goes from co-alpha to undisputed WR1 with only a rookie behind him. More targets, more red zone looks, the same quarterback, every arrow points up at exactly the moment his touchdown luck was due to turn. He's reportedly attacking the role like a man possessed. The price, pick 31.5, the 13th receiver. Verdict, Kale underpriced, and it's our most confident buy in the batch. The market is pricing the 4 touchdowns as who he is. They're the noise, the 1,000 yards, and the new WR1 role are the signal. The counter fairly, Philadelphia is a run-first offense that may always suppress receiver scoring somewhat, and Brown's vacated targets aren't guaranteed to all flow to Smith. But a 1,000-yard alpha with positive touchdown regression and a target share promotion at WR13 is a gift. September watch, the target share with Brown gone. Anything north of his old role confirms the thesis. And the red zone looks where 4 touchdowns has enormous room to climb. Your guys, every week. That closes the batch. The countdown rolls on down the board. Next preview's cued.